Ακούσατε, φίλοι ακροατές, μουσικό πρόγραμμα. Από τον ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό Τυράννων ευχόμαστε σε όλους σας καλό απόγευμα και καλό βράδυ.
Radio Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcasts in English Monday through Sunday. You can hear us on internet at rtsh.al. Contact us at english@rtsh.al and on Facebook Radio Tirana International. Hello and welcome back to Radio Tirana broadcast in English. Join us with the tourist guide. Then we'll proceed with the Albanian cuisine and right afterwards folk music. Join us. Coming up next, tourist guide. Today, Radio Tirana listeners will speak about Shiroka, a merging of history, nature and gastronomy. If you are looking for a place where you will be amazed by the sea, lake, river, wild nature, coastal, historical and cultural tourism, Shkodra is a typical of those cases where nature has been very generous by giving it many beauties. Shiroka, which is located 5 to 6 kilometers from Shkodra, is one of those beauties which appears as a fresco with the lake, the mountain and the fresh air, making this place very attractive not only for the people of Shkodra, but also for many tourists from all over Albania. Positioned to the west of Lake Shkodra, after leaving the Buna Bridge and taking the road to the right, Shiroka appears one of the most special neighborhoods in the northern capital. Shiroka used to be a fishing village. The church of Saint Roch was built in its honor, where the day with the same name is celebrated. While 6 kilometers further, in the northwestern part of the lake, there is the village of Zogaj. Since this part of the shore of the lake is a curative place with micro beaches built on gravel, it has always attracted the attention of various visitors, especially the citizens of Shkodra, on hot summer days. The area has been inhabited since the Iron Age, where bronze buttons from the 7th and 5th centuries have been found that prove it. Ivan Yastrebov tells that the tribe of Shala settled in the lands from Shiroka, from which the four brothers of the four brotherhoods of Shala came. Until the 20th century, it was a small fishing village, and as an initiative to turn it into a tourist location as a gift from Shkodra merchants, King Zog's villa was built in the period between the world wars. In the second half of the 20th century, it was developed as a lakeside resort, being suitable with shingle shores as opposed to mud flats on the other shores of the lake. Beaches were opened, as well as guest houses and restaurants, while the Zogu Villa became one of the most famous pioneer camps in the country. Thanks to Shiroka, all Shkodra inhabitants eat fish at least once a week. In the lake that waters this village, where the main activity is fishing, lives the famous carp, for which Shiroka and Shkodra in general stand out. Carp casserole is the traditional dish of this area, the dish that everyone who visits the city at least once can try it. Shiroka offers a variety of activities, as you can go to the beach, go fishing, go boating or mountain climbing, or even paddle. And especially now with the new pedestrian walkway, which highlights the beauty of the area even more, one of the beauties that will attract your attention is the mosaic laid with carpet motifs, an invitation to enter the tradition of the area. In fact, for residents and visitors, the pedestrian mall is the center because all the alleys of houses lead to it. The investments of the last few years have changed the face of this area, giving a new road, the pedestrian path to the shores of the lake, the rehabilitation of small beaches, turning it into a worthy place not only to spend a different day. Recently, the Albanian carpet in the new square in Shiroka, inspired by the cultural identity of the area, was nominated for the prestigious World Architecture Prize Mies van der Rohe Award. The urban retraining project of Shiroka has turned it into a tourist entertainment center rich in social activities in the service of the community. The village of Shiroka today, a neighborhood of the city rich in culture and hundreds of years of history, is fascinating and remains a pride and love of its own for the people of Shiroka. Lake Shkodra and mainly the area of Shiroka Zogaj constitutes a complex of numerous habitats suitable for the presence of a variety of living organisms. About 1,900 plant species and perhaps 3,500 up to 4,000 animal species are known in the Shkodra Lake Basin. This wealth of fauna and flora makes this area a very special and attractive ecosystem. Radio Tirana listeners, that is the end of today's tourist guide, where we provided you some information about Shkodra and Shiroka, a merging of history, nature, and gastronomy. Coming up next, Albanian cuisine. Today we'll speak about the traditional food of Tirana. From its location on the map, traditional food of Tirana is largely a Mediterranean cuisine with roots dating back to the ancient Ottoman Empire. But when it comes to traditional food, fruits, vegetables, grilled meat dishes, grilled fish, fresh seafood are typically served along with the abundant use of olive oil. Garlic and onions are the most widely used ingredients in Tirana cooking, while different types of meat often make their way into many dishes. Arguably one of the most undeterrated countries in Europe, when it comes to food, Albania is a country worth visiting to satiate that palate. Here are some of the best traditional foods that Albanian cuisine has to offer, especially the traditional food of Tirana. First, Ferges. This rustic dish in a rich tomato sauce is a national dish and one of the Albania's most traditional foods. Ferges is a very popular local dish made with bell peppers, tomato, salted cottage cheese. Feta cheese can be used as a substitute. It originated in the country's capital of Tirana and is widely consumed in central Albania. This traditional dish is made by sauteing the bell peppers and tomatoes while butter and flour are mixed to make a roux with melted cottage cheese set over it. All the ingredients are combined and seasoned in a clay pot before baking in the oven. Once it has slightly cooled down, the dish is ready to serve with a side of homemade baked bread. Another version of Ferges is made by adding chopped liver and garlic to the tomato sauce. The vegetarian version is usually prepared as a side dish, while the meaty variant is served as the main course. You can often find this typical Albanian dish at the countryside restaurants and especially in Tirana as a traditional food. Tavkusi is one of Tirana's traditional dishes. It has a rich history thanks to the Ottoman Empire that greatly influenced Albanian cuisine. The Islamic tradition of the country's occupying rulers prompted Albanians to adjust their customs. As a result, lamb became the staple meat in place of forbidden pork, giving rise to tavkusi, a delicious and very traditional casserole dish of Tirana. Today, tavkusi is popular even in Albania. All over Albania, the dish's translated name gives way the recipe. Tav in English means casserole, and kos refers to the goat yogurt. Other base ingredients such as eggs, rice, make up the dish with garlic and oregano added for more flavor. The lamb meat is mixed with the rice and topped with creamy flavored yogurt sauce. It's baked in the oven till golden brown and commonly served hot with side dish of vegetable salad. Boza. All the mouth-watering traditional dishes deserve a delicious drink to wash everything down, and that beverage is boza. Boza is a Tirana traditional drink. This thick Albanian malt drink is made by fermenting grains such as corn, barley, millet, wheat. It's served either hot or cold. After a long night of throwing back raki in Tirana, mornings can be rough. A good hangover remedy is a refreshing bowl of tarator. Tarator is essentially cold cucumber and yogurt soup. It also has dill, salt, and garlic added to the mix to elevate the flavor. One of the easiest ways to enjoy this traditional dish is with a side of feta cheese, grilled vegetables, and fresh bread. Fruits, olives, nuts, hummus with pita bread also go well with it. Dolma is a dish of Ottoman origin that means to stuff in Turkish. It's a typical dish popular in many Balkan countries, the Middle East, and Central Asia. Essentially, dolmas are stuffed grape leaves that can be served cold or warm. The traditional dolma recipe involves meat fillings and is served warm with garlic-flavored yogurt sauce. Local traditional restaurants in Albania will often serve them as part of larger meze platters with cured meats, hard-boiled eggs, cheeses, pickled vegetables. Also known as yaprak, Albanian dolma uses cabbage if there are no vine leaves available and is stuffed with minced lamb meat, rice, onions, herbs, and seasoning. The rolls are simmered until tender and commonly served with cold yogurt soup. Bell pepper stuffed with rice is one of the most common but pictured as kunguleshka tombushura, a type of Albanian dolma made with zucchini stuffed with feta cheese, egg, and spices. Burek, the pie. A travel eater never leaves a country without indulging in street food in Tirana. If it were the Street Food Olympics, Albania would have burek as one of its Olympians. It's one of the most popular and traditional food, and you must try it in Tirana. Also known as pie, it is a family of baked or fried stuffed pastries made of thin flaky dough called yufka or filo. It's such a popular food in many Balkan countries that each country has its own version of this delectable pie. And now it's time for folk music. Today, Radio Tirana listeners, you will enjoy a song performed by the Albanian popular singer and songwriter Artiola Toska. Artiola Toska is one of the most successful singers of Albanian folk music of central part of Albania. She started her career at a very young age, and today she is one of the most popular names of folk music in the Albanian territories, honored with the title Great Master by the President of the Republic.
Mamere Molly
During her career, Artioletuska has released 6 albums and performed 6 recital concerts. She has also participated in concerts everywhere in the Albanian territories and the diaspora, USA, Australia, Italy, France and beyond. In 2000, Artioletuska has released several albums, Why I Am Afraid, Don't Put Too Much Effort, Out of Sight, Out of Mind, and I'm from Tirana. On the 29th of May 2015, Artioletuska releases the music video For You. The music of the song was composed by Artioletuska herself. In the same year, Artioletuska releases the video clip Snajehet Dermoni. The music of the song was composed by Edi Balili Artioletuska and the text was written by Artioletuska herself. It was in 2016 when Artioletuska participates in the Magic Song 2016 with the song Good Morning, My Love, a collaboration with Bruno.
vakti me umartu unë zemrën do t'a
In 2017, Artyla Toska releases the music video We. The music of the song was composed by Muma Jesi. The lyrics were written by Muma Jesi as well. In 2018, she participated in the Magical Song 2018 with the song I'm Burning. And it was in 2020 when Artyla Toska published the video clip Birthday. The music and lyrics of the song were created by Artyla Toska.